Well, those are all, you know, not too much difference between that and just describing something that's popular.
What about music like Bob Dylan or?
Folk music.
Okay. And you say, say if a child learned something new, like learned a whistle, you want to know where he learned it, you'd ask him who?
Who taught you that?
And something a child plays with is called a...
toy.
Did you ever use the term play pretty?
No.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you could go out and...
cut them? And bring them in the house?
Cut some...
greens.
Or something that blooms would be...
flowers.
Or if you didn't cut them, you'd go out and...
pick them.
Okay. And a child that's always running and telling on other children...
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
No, I wouldn't think so.
And you'd say, I've just wrote him a letter.
I've just written him a letter.
Yesterday he...
wrote.
And tomorrow I'm gonna...
write.
And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a...
reply.
Or a...
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
address it.
Do you ever hear people say you back it?
No.
You say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
address.
And you say, he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he what all the way home?
Ran.
And he has what a mile?
Run.
And horses gallop, but people walk or...
run.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and...
try it on.
Or...
put it on.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in earlier. So now the road's all...
closed.
We're talking about them tearing it up. It's all...
torn up.
And say if I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh...
nothing much.
And I say, oh, there must be.
Must be something.
And you say, he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever...
ever since.
And... say if I ask you, how long the Mississippi River's been there, you'd say, well, it's...
always been there.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed.
Okay. And the teacher goes in the classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard. She'd ask, who?
Drew this picture.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
hoist.
And you say, sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all...
at once.
And if you said something more than once, you'd be saying it...
twice.
And if last year you got 20 bushels per acre and this year you got 40, you'd say this year's crop was...
better.
Was what is good.
Twice as good.
And how would you greet someone during the early part of the day?
Good morning.
Hmm?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Until noon.
And then what do you have?
Afternoon.
How long does that last?
Until dark.
And then what?
Night.
Is there another name for afternoon? Or night?
Evening.
What's the difference?
Well, I think of evening as being, just when it gets dark, maybe for about a half an hour before,
mm-hmm.
and maybe an hour after it gets dark.
If you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30.
Or another way of saying that.
Half past seven.
Hmm?
Half past seven.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it's...
7:45.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a...
while.
And 1974...